residential buildings on fire in Hostomel, northwest of Kiev. And nearby in the town of Irpin, dramatic scenes and heavy shelling by the Russian army. Civilians trying to help the wounded in the absence of medical workers. There is also heavy damage here at the Zhytomyr tank plant. And destruction in the cities of Korostyn and Ovruk, in the Zhytomyr region in northern Ukraine, according to state media. In his latest statement, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian shelling has destroyed the Havryshivka Vinnytsia International Airport. He warned Russia is preparing to bomb the historic southeastern port city of Odessa. The city has more than a million people, including Bulgarian and Jewish minorities.
Odessa.
They are planning to bombard Odessa. The Russians always used to come to Odessa and they felt only warmth, only sincerity in Odessa. And now bombs are coming against Odessa. Artillery, missiles. This is going to be a war crime, a historic crime.
But the Russian army is talking only about military targets. It says it has destroyed 2,203 military facilities in Ukraine during what it calls a special operation. The offensive continues to stoke popular anger in Ukraine, especially in the besieged southeastern region. There was hope thousands could escape from the besieged city of Mariupol in the southeast, but the evacuation was called off after both sides claimed ceasefire violations. Many other Ukrainians have escaped the Russian bombardment for neighboring countries. UNHCR says the number of refugees has now passed 1.5 million, making it the largest exodus in Europe since World War II. Mohammed Val, Al Jazeera.
Well, let's take a closer look at Odessa, which is the third largest city in Ukraine. It's often known as the Pearl of the Black Sea, but it's also a significant port for the wider region with strategic pipelines, oil and chemical processing facilities, as well as major transport hubs. If Russia manages to take the city, it would cut off Ukraine's access to the Black Sea. Al Jazeera's Amar Lafi has more from Odessa.
We've been hearing sirens in Odessa, here where we stand. The Ukrainian army says they've downed a Russian warplane. This comes after a statement made by the governor of Odessa, who said that all the air defenses have been put into action along the Black Sea coast. These statements imply that a new batch of missiles and aircraft have been received by the Ukrainian army in the city. At the same time, these statements may also explain President Zelensky's warning that Russia may strike Odessa using warplanes. Zelensky said that Odessa has been warmly welcoming Russian tourists for years, but now it's come under Russian bombardment. He also said if Russia bombards the city, it will be a historical crime and a war crime. Odessa is the heart of tourism in Ukraine. It receives millions of tourists annually, the majority of whom are Russians. It's also important to note that the center of the city has not come under attack so far. It's only the outskirts of the city that have been targeted.
The northwestern city of Zhytomyr has also been hit by heavy shelling. More than a dozen buildings, some of them residential, have been destroyed in recent days. Steph Vassen has more from Zhytomyr.
Well, this is just a very ordinary residential area in Zhytomyr, and this is how an airstrike or the impact of an airstrike looks like. A Russian airstrike was done here on Friday. A missile hit this area. This house, there was a young woman, 28 years old. She died here. We just spoke to her father. In that house over there, you see some people on the roof. Three children got severely injured, ended up in hospital. The youngest was 3 years old. This is a pure residential area. It's not very far from an air base or military base, I have to say. The military base is like hundreds of meters that way. And it's very hard for these residents to understand what was actually the purpose of this strike. Was it really the military base or was this the target? So there's a lot of anger here in this area because it's a third residential area that I've seen struck here in Zhytomyr since I've arrived here. There was another one over there, also in the vicinity of the military base, but not quite there. Also residential area, lots of shops destroyed. And people are here just picking through the rubble. They're still like completely in shock, lots of emotions. heartbreaking stories. People really completely don't understand why this area was hit. People have nowhere to go, they say, because this is an unsafe area. Lots of people have left. They don't know where to go. And they're just picking up the pieces, trying to find something that is still valuable that they can keep. But the anger here is unbelievable. The people are really defiant. People who are still here say, we're not going anywhere. And if the Russians come, we will fight them personally.